So, you have a Halloween sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
So, you remember in the last movie how Laurie Strode shot two of Michael Myers' fingers off and stabbed him and left him for dead in a house fire?
I do, yeah.
So, at the beginning of this movie, Laurie's gonna see some firefighters on their way to the fire and be like, oh, dang it, no.
She didn't account for the existence of firefighters when she planned a house fire?
She didn't, no. So, then Michael's gonna kill like 10 firefighters.
A bunch of firefighters in great physical condition get taken out by an 8-fingered 16-year-old with smoke inhalation?
That's what we're going with. Because first of all, they each take turns attacking him, and second of all, Michael's now surprisingly good at martial arts.
Oh, maybe it's one of those house fires you keep hearing about that are very, you know, educational karate-wise. I might have just made that up.
Maybe. So then at the hospital, Laurie has emergency surgery because Michael had stabbed her as well.
Oh, that's right.
And then you're gonna like this. She's gonna spend the rest of the movie in a hospital bed, barely having anything to do with anything.
Aren't we billing Jamie Lee Curtis as the star of this movie? Feels like she should do something.
Well, actually, at a certain point, she is gonna get out of bed, but then she's gonna be like, ouch, my stitches, and she's gonna go back to bed.
That works.
So then we're gonna go to a local bar and meet some characters that are having, like, a Halloween talent show.
Well, this is still the same night as the last movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about an 18-hour night, I'd say. So this guy Tommy Doyle gets on stage, and he's actually the kid that Laurie was babysitting in the 1978 movie.
So what's his talent? Ruining everybody's fun.
Oh, it is. Yeah, he goes on stage, and he's like, I'm not doing any talent thing. I just want to remind everyone that there were murders that happened 40 years ago.
Oh yeah, that guy's a real buzzkill.
He is. And then on the bar TV, they're going to see that Michael Myers and this other guy escape from a psychiatric hospital.
Oh, so they see his face?
They do, yeah. We don't see it because it's blurred to us, but they do.
Oh.
So Tommy Doyle decides he's going to get a mob together and go kill Michael.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he says Michael's been terrorizing this town for 40 years, so evil dies tonight.
Hasn't Michael been locked up for 40 years after killing 3 people in the late 70s? Yeah, just terrorizing the town. So Tommy's like, evil dies tonight.
Yeah, he already said that.
Oh yeah, no, I know. About half the lines in here are people saying evil dies tonight.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So Tommy goes around recruiting people for his mob, and he's like, we're gonna go murder a guy. Do you want to come with? And people are like, yeah, okay.
Oh, being easily convinced to do murder is tight.
It is.
So all these people, they're gonna be like, evil dies tonight.
Right.
So Tommy gets pretty much the whole town together because he's like, there's strength in numbers.
Smart.
So now that they have the numbers, they all split up into little easy to kill groups.
Smart.
And at the hospital, Lori's granddaughter Allison is like, I'm gonna go join a mob and find Michael and kill him because evil dies tonight.
Okay.
But her mom Karen is like, no, Allison, Michael's definitely on his way to the hospital to kill Lori. So for you to be safe, you should stay in the hospital.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'm just kind of filling time between kills. I'm hoping nobody pays attention to this stuff.
Oh, fingers crossed.
So then for most of the movie, we're gonna kind of meet characters for a little bit, and then they're gonna die horrible deaths.
Wait, so who's the protagonist in this thing?
Pass.
That's fine.
And so then eventually the mob finds out that one of the escape patients is in the hospital, so they're like, oh my, that's gotta be Michael. We gotta kill him.
Is it Michael?
No, it's not. It's this short little balding guy running around screaming, help me, please help me.
So they realize that's not the 7-foot tall man whose face they just saw on TV.
No, they're still pretty convinced it's him.
Oh.
So the mob chases this guy down, and he gets so scared he jumps off the hospital and dies.
Oh my god.
And so meanwhile, the real Michael Myers goes back to his childhood home, and there's this couple living there, Big John and Little John.
Uh-oh.
So one of them sees a bloody handprint on the wall next to their open back door, so they're like, oh my god, somebody's in the house.
So they call the cops?
Well, no, they close the door and split up and start checking rooms separately.
Also a decent strategy.
Yeah, you'd think that would work, but it doesn't, and they both die.
Oh.
And then this guy Lonnie and his son and also Allison, they figure out that this is where Michael went, so they head over there.
They don't alert the rest of the mob or the police.
Nope, they head over alone.
Nothing wrong with that.
So then they get there, and Lonnie's like, you two need to stay safe, so I'm gonna go in alone.
Smart as well, sure.
So he goes into the house and immediately screams, so his son and Allison, they go in as well.
Oh, immediately disregarding the strategy.
That's the idea. So then Michael kills the guy.
Well, there was no way to see that coming.
Agreed. And then he's about to kill Allison, but Karen pops out and stabs him in the back with a pitchfork and stomps on his head while he's down.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's badass.
So does she stab him another couple times, make sure he's dead?
No. She walks out onto the street and she's like, hey Michael, if you want to kill someone tonight, kill me.
But she has him stabbed and on the floor.
Yeah, so she uses that opportunity to lure him outside.
Well, okay then.
So then he gets up and follows her outside and the whole mob is waiting for him.
Oh.
And the mob is like, evil dies tonight.
That does sound like them.
And they're all geared up with weapons.
What kind of weapons are we talking?
We're talking hockey stick, baseball bat, couple knives, brass knuckles.
Nope, don't people have guns?
Well, a couple, but not really, you know. This is small town America. They don't really have guns. Anyway, so now it's Michael versus a big mob of people.
Oh man, it's gonna be impossible for him to beat those numbers. Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really? Yeah, see, they shoot and stab him in a couple of non-lethal areas, and then they're like, hey, we did it, gang. He's dead for sure.
Nobody goes for a headshot?
They don't, no. So then Michael gets up.
How, though? I mean, even with crappy weapons, they should have enough people to take him down.
Well, see, they do like the firefighters, and they attack one at a time, and those who do have guns try to fire them within grabbing range.
Oh, these people are terrible at staying alive.
They are. So then Karen goes inside Michael's house and looks out the window, and then he pops out and kills her.
Aren't there any police around?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of cops, but Michael sneaks around them off screen, which means I don't need to explain how that happened.
Oh, is that how writing works?
It is.
Neat.
And then we're also gonna say that with every kill, Michael gets more powerful.
So he's like supernatural?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, and also we're gonna say that Michael never actually cared about Laurie Strode. He just wanted to go home.
Oh. All right.
So then in the next movie, Halloween Ends, we're gonna have the big showdown between Laurie and Michael.
And you just said he doesn't really give a crap about her at all?
That's right.
So that's the stage you've set for yourself.
Exactly. We're gonna keep it focused on that epic showdown in which one of the parties doesn't really care.
Sure, you gotta keep it focused.
Yeah, but then also just kind of throw a bunch of other gimmicks in there too, I think.
Well, sure.
Hey everybody, Ryan here, that's me, thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.